Good morning. Congratulations are in order for the Philadelphia Eagles, but the real winner of last week's Super Bowl Sunday was our very own Little Free Pantry. Our children split into two groups last week representing each team that was going to be playing, and they were absolutely as cute as can be with their little pom-poms. The children representing the Kansas City Chiefs collected $281.14, and those representing the Eagles raised $602, bringing the grand total to $883.14, and I know that because I did not do the adding. So thank you very much to everyone who donated. Next Saturday, February 22nd, the Deo Clinic will host another concert in our sanctuary, this time featuring Kathy Reed and Lonesome Red Wing. The concert is going to begin at 7 p.m., and we are looking for volunteers to work that event. Please contact the church office if you're interested. If you already volunteer in any capacity that involves children or youth, including but not limited to working the nursery, teaching Sunday school, or if you are looking to be a mentor for our confirmands this year, please plan to attend one of our child protection training sessions, the first of which is today, immediately following worship in the Martin House Parlor. Is that's the one with the library, or is that the music room? Which one are... The music room, so we'll meet over in that side. The second training will be next Sunday, February 23rd, at 9:15, so during the Sunday school hour, also in that Martin House parlor. If you are unable to attend either session, please contact the church office and we'll do what we can to accommodate you. We will have our congregational meeting next week as well. To receive the 2024 annual report, which includes the financial report and all of the activities that we have enjoyed this past year. Please plan to attend in person if you are able and help us celebrate the year in the life of this church. Do we have any other announcements for the good of all? Then as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship, the peace of Christ be with you all.
Please stand for the call to worship. Take delight in the Lord, who satisfies the desires of your heart.
Commit your way to the Lord and trust in God's actions.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for God.
The Lord is our salvation and our refuge in times of trouble.
And let us pray. God of abundant mercy, you alone can turn evil into good, sorrow into rejoicing, and death into everlasting life. Teach us your way of grace, to meet hatred with kindness, to answer curses with blessing, to love without holding back, to give without return, all in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. You may be seated. Jesus promised us that God is kind, even to the ungrateful and the wicked, even to us. Trusting in God's kindness and love, let us confess our sin, praying first in silence. And together we pray. Merciful God, we confess that we have not followed your ways or trusted your promises. We love only those who love us. We show kindness only to those who are kind to us. We give only when we expect to receive. Forgive us, Lord. Fill our hearts with your selfless love. Change our lives by your matchless grace. These things we pray through Christ our Savior. Amen.
Thank you.
Children of the Most High God, through Christ we have received grace in good measure, spilling out and running over. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come forward, and I have a couple of extra youth that are not exactly children, but they're going to be helpers today. Not just yet. Almost. Not yet. Yep. All right, good morning. How's everyone doing? You got a runny nose?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I got a runny nose.
Say it again.
I got a runny nose.
Yeah. Is it working? Okay. So, happy Valentine's Day, 2 days late. What did you guys do for Valentine's Day this week?
I don't know.
You don't know? You know what you did. What did you do at school?
I got a toy bee.
She did. She got a toy bee. It's a crocheted bee, and the knitting group will be happy to know that she has named it
Crochet.
She named it Crocheta. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did you all do for Valentine's Day?
Well, I didn't really get to go to Valentine's to school on Friday.
Oh, no, you didn't get to go to school on Friday. Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope you're feeling better. Yeah. Did your mom and daddy, I'm going to call them out, did they get you something for Valentine's Day?
Well, they didn't. Well, my mom was going to give me something.
She was, but she forgot. Mom. Well, there's still time. So we're going to celebrate Valentine's Day today together, because what we're talking about in church today is all about love. In fact, we have two stories from the Bible today that we're going to talk about, and one of them is about Joseph. Do you remember the story of Joseph from the Bible? Not the one in the New Testament that is the father of Jesus, although that gets complicated, and we'll talk more about that later. But it's the Joseph from the Old Testament. He has a coat of many colors. Do you remember that story? Yeah? You want to tell me a little bit about Joseph? Did he have a lot of siblings? How many, do you remember? 11 or 12. He had 12 brothers, all brothers, no girls that we know of. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? One of them was Andrew? No, one of the disciples was Andrew, though, and there were 12 of them, too. Really, really good memory. Yeah, yeah. And so this particular Joseph is from the Bible, and he was his dad's favorite son, so much so that his dad gave him a present without giving any of the other brothers the present. That's not cool, is it? Do your parents try to give you each something, make it fair all the time? My own child's going, nope. So Joseph got a coat of many colors, and he loved that coat, and he used to have dreams about lots of different things, and he said that these dreams were very prophetic, so these are things that are going to take place. But his brothers just thought those dreams were annoying, and they thought Joseph was annoying, and so they plotted against him and wound up selling him to Egypt as a slave. That's not a very nice thing. Andrew. No, we don't sell little brothers. Just keep that in mind. And so Joseph was sold into slavery, and lots of things happened. And yet he, yes, buzz, listen to the story though. And yet he wound up becoming a huge, powerful leader in Egypt. The only person more powerful than him was Pharaoh himself. And then his brothers show back up because there was a famine and they were hungry and they were hoping that someone in Egypt would help them out. And then he reveals himself to his brothers. And what do you think he did next after they were so mean to him? They did what? Yeah, so you think maybe they bowed to him? Yeah, but what did Joseph do?
No.
He bowed to them? Oh, well, kind of, not exactly. He forgave them, and then he hugged them, and then he gave them what they needed, food and a way to provide for themselves. So one of our stories is talking about loving our siblings, our brothers and sisters, even when they don't do the right things. And then our second story is from Jesus, and he tells us that not only do we have to love our brothers and sisters, we have to love everybody out there, even when they don't do the right things and when they're mean to us, even the bullies and all the people in the world. And that's kind of crazy. But it's important. And so today what we're going to do, although if you look out at all the people sitting here, most of you don't see brothers and sisters out there because you're all up here with me. But do you see any enemies out there? Do you see bullies and people that are mean to us?
No.
No. That's a good answer. You never know when it might backfire. But we are going to spread a little bit of love today. So instead of just saying a formal prayer like we usually do, I want you all to help me. And you can go ahead and get it out now. I want you to take some of these from the basket. And we're going to take around and make sure that everybody gets one of these cards.
Can we get more than one?
Yeah, get lots of them. Get a whole stack. There you go. And then you're going to go around. And those of you out here, if you're needing a little bit of extra love today, I want you to put your hand up. And one of our beautiful children and youth are going to come around and make sure that everybody gets a card. So raise your hands up. And guys, spread out. Make sure everybody gets something. And the prayer for us today is written on the inside of your cards. And don't forget the choir in the balcony. All right, and when you're done, you can go back to your places.
As we prepare to hear God's word for us in Scripture, let us pray. Gracious God, by your word you provide all we need for salvation, for wholeness, for abundant life. Now draw us close in your spirit so that we may discover your will and live according to your purposes through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 45. Listen for God's word. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, so dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." And they came closer. He said, I am your brother, Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. You shall settle in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty. And now your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that it is my own mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father how greatly I am honored in Egypt and all that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here. Then he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, while Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them, and after that his brothers talked with him. This is the word of the Lord.